Welcome to On the Journey with Carissa and Friends, part of My Journey of Faith Ministries. I'm Carissa Hartage, and I'm excited to have you join me each week as I chat with friends about the ups and downs of their journeys of faith. You'll become familiar with voices such as Shelley Chandler, Sarah Heer, Rebecca Bean, and more. And you will also hear from stories of women who have experienced victories and struggles, but continue to trust God on their journeys. Hebrews 3:13 tells us to encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. In other words, we were never meant to do life alone. So join us each week for a little bit of encouragement and for strategies to help each other navigate as we continue on the journey together. Everybody, welcome to On the Journey with Carissa and Friends. I'm so happy that you're joining us today. And I have friend Sarah back.
Hey.
Hey, Sarah.
I'm so excited to be back.
And of course, this is our Sarah here that is in our introduction. So she is one of our BFFs, not just a Carissa and friend, a Carissa and BFF. So I'm so glad to have you here today. If you guys don't remember Sarah, which I know you do, we've had her on the podcast in episodes 6 and 7. So make sure you go back and listen to that because you'll be able to hear Sarah's full story and it is very, very powerful. So I really challenge you to go back and listen to that if you haven't yet. But for those who haven't maybe listened yet or didn't hear that story, can you just give us a quick intro.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm Sarah. I'm the wife of Paul. We've been married almost 2 years now. So we're super excited about that. Have got 3 pound puppies and we live in Benton. Great little community over there. So that's always a great place to live out in the country a little
right?
bit.
Yeah. And they can catch you regularly at...
On our Instagram, we are at Brave Calling. Yes. You can check that out. And yes. You can also follow us follow me, Sarah Hare, on Facebook.
Yep.
And also we're getting, it's quiet, nobody knows, but we're getting ready to launch a travel blog for Arkansas.
And you're going to come back and talk about that.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to come back and talk about that.
You will
be back. That's going to be really cool.
And Sarah has been a friend to follow on my journey of faith. And so if you can't find her, go to my Journey of Faith Instagram page, and she's on our stories as a friend to follow. So you can for sure find her there also.
Thanks.
So, yes, always our BFF. So there's a lot of things we can talk about, but there's one thing that you're doing right now that has caught my eye and several others and has really resonated with me in a way that you probably don't even know. And so there's some things I want to ask you about having to do with this topic because our passion at My Journey of Faith is encouraging others.
And I love that.
It really is the way that we support and stay together mm-hmm. as a group and conquer the world. We mm-hmm. have to support each other. I mean, if we're not a team in this world, we won't last. Like, we won't survive. And so I know we both have a heart for encouraging other women and just people in general. And our primary verse for My Journey of Faith is encourage one another daily as long as it's called today, which is Hebrews 3:13. And I try to keep that in the forefront of everybody's mind. And the back half of that verse says, so that you don't stumble into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that we stay strong in our faith and in our accountability and in our in battling the many temptations that come at us is having people there to encourage us.
Yes.
And you are very good at it.
Oh, thanks.
Very good at it. And so you are doing the coolest thing. And y'all, please go. I know she just told you her social media, her addresses, but you need to go follow her on Facebook at Sarah
Hare.
Hare. Uh-huh. It's H-E-E-R.
Yes, correct.
Because you're doing 365 days of encouragement.
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk about that, please.
Okay. So, back in the new year, one of our goals at work was to create a vision board. And on my vision board, I specifically wrote out that One of the goals that I wanted to achieve in 2019 was to encourage or empower one woman every single day and to try to think about different ways that I could do that. Something easy, you know, like,
why did you have that in your heart?
I've always had a heart for women. I see how we struggle and, how there's so much negativity that is just like beaten down on us from the news and media, magazines,
and social media.
Oh, social media. It's awful. You know, women just beat up other women all the time and we just hear it all over the place. And I wanted to be a place of positivity, somewhere that people can come, women especially, and to know that they're going to hear a kind word.
Yes.
And they're going to hear nothing but positivity just poured over them.
Yes.
So I made it a goal for myself to once a day try to encourage or empower another woman. And it could be, you know, it could be from anything. But on January 1st, I just randomly made this post on Facebook, and it was I don't even remember what I said, but it was something about kicking the new year off on the right foot, and I put day one of 365, and then I hashtagged it 365 days of encouragement. And once I did that, of course, it didn't hit me at the time that I would need to do one every day.
do you know, okay, so can I just tell you real quick, I got to interrupt you, because I didn't realize what you were doing. I just thought it was like a, I don't know, just like some hashtag, right? Mm-hmm, and then I saw like day 30 and then like day, and I was like, she's really going to do this for 365 days.
Trying my best, yes.
That's incredible. And it's a commitment,
it is.
Right?
It
it's
sure
a mindset.
Is. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so keep going.
But so I also do it for me just as much as for everyone else, because I feel like when we read positive words, that those start to replace the negativity and they start to battle back against those negative words that we hear all the time. So I love to read affirmations and to, you know, have just a daily verse or just a daily little quote that you read to put you on the right foot starting your day off.
So do you have preferred resources? Like, are you pulling these from all kinds of different places?
I'm pulling them from all kinds of places.
Okay. Have you gotten some favorites? I mean, of course, other than the Bible, because we're good Christian
girls.
The
Bible is the best place, yes. But, you know.
But you haven't had just scripture. And I have to say, I kind of love that.
Oh, thanks.
Because, yes, I value scripture. Of course, mm-hmm. I value scripture, mm-hmm. and it's a part of my daily life. But I also love learning new resources, hearing new voices, mm-hmm. and also getting outside. They make you think.
Yeah.
Like what you post makes you think. So mm-hmm. it's not like a fortune cookie or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's not like, girl, your hair is on point today, which may be a great word of encouragement, but it's meaningful.
Does it make you think?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where are you finding these quotes and these words and these speakers?
I mean, we may be able to put a list in the tools
that would be
of
awesome.
This or links or things, but I can't even think of, you know, nobody pops into my head as who I follow specifically to get these graphics and, mm-hmm. you know, quotes and things. But I read a lot. I read a ton of books and a lot of motivational, like self-help kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so I'm just, I don't know.
Do you have favorites?
I'll have to make you a list. I love Rachel Hollis. Rachel Hollis is like my go-to girl.
Yes.
I listen to her podcast and I am a part of her business training right now.
Are you?
Yes. And so I've really gotten to know her, I feel like, on a personal basis.
Yeah.
She would be like, who are you?
Yeah.
But
that's how I feel about Annie Downs.
Yes. I love, okay. Yeah. So Annie Downs, last year, I ordered her 100 Days to Brave book, her devotional.
Yes.
And I loved that.
You remind me of her.
Night.
I think I told you this the last time we had lunch. Because do you have the Enneagram number yet? Did you do that test?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Seven?
Yes, I'm a seven.
I knew it!
Yeah.
Knew it. So you guys have similar personalities because it's such a... Listen, you can tell a fake a mile away. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I could spot a phony encourager mm-hmm. a mile away. And I know when there's words that are empty and when there's words that are full, even if they're not from you.
Sure.
And for you to take the time to watch for or research.
Yes. I do a lot of pinning.
Positive messages.
Yeah.
That's time. Mm. And you're thinking, what do I want to put out into the world today to bless somebody?
Mm-hmm.
That's from within your heart. That's, you can't fake that. I mean, you could, but you can do it for a year. I mean, that would, unless you're a 7 on the Enneagram, you might be able to. But so what has this done for you?
Oh, goodness. So now I start every day with positivity.
It's amazing.
You know, I try to post my quote around 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., except on Sundays. Sundays, I like to do those at night usually because it's like one last thing before they go to bed, before they start a new week. And so I like to, you know, kind of give just a little bit of a bump before they start their new week.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for you personally, what has it done for the way that you view yourself, the way you view hard days? Is there any ones that you've posted that you've gone back to? Things like that?
I have not reposted anything that I've posted in
really?
The past. But coming through what I came through 3 years ago.
Yes. Go listen to episode 67 because y'all need to hear it. Yes.
So coming through all of that and just being involved in a domestic violence situation and having someone who I loved at the time cut me down on a daily basis, that negativity just got to me so much. And part of my...
Can we just talk about how that affects the 7, too? Because what people need to know about an Enneagram 7, and I talk about Enneagram a lot. Because
it's such a
great tool.
Yeah.
I just love it so much. But what people need to know about a 7 is that you live your life for good feelings. Like, you like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You like to do things that are enjoyable. Like, your life is structured, and that's probably why you're so good at pulling out the good for others, is because that's what you like for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a person that functions to the core of your personality on joy and fun and happiness and laughter and good things, and then you've got somebody who is ripping that out piece by piece, almost like pinching your skin off a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like.
It just leaves you, I mean, it just leaves you
drained and shattered and laying on the floor.
Your identity is
just
destroyed.
Stripped bare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now this is kind of what you're using to rebuild.
Yes. So in my recovery, going to therapy, part of that was pouring back in that positivity, because the only way that I was going to get rid of the negativity, the negative things that he had said about me, hearing those words over and over again every time I looked in the mirror, was to replace it with positive self-image about myself.
Mm.
You know, where when I looked in the mirror, I hung all these quotes all around my mirror.
Mm.
Just, you are beautiful, and no matter what your hair color is, you are loved, and you are worthy, and just to remind myself of those things. So I know that there are other women out there who have gone through what I've gone through, and who have just dealt with someone who has spoken down to them, and if I can give them just one little tiny bit of affirmation and hope and belief in themselves through a Facebook post, then yes, I'm absolutely going to take the time, the 5 minutes or whatever that it takes a day for me to do that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's impacting me.
Good.
I mean, I've
noticed
it. I'm
so glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's because it does stand out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm scrolling through and I'm seeing a lot of negative and a lot of hard and a lot of suffering. And then I see, you know, number 45 of day 3, and it's something beautiful, and it really has, I noticed it, and I noticed it enough that I thought, we need to talk about this, like, we need to talk about this. So tell me what, because I think, too, a lot of times people come, so I'm in a great marriage.
Yeah.
Right? I have an amazing husband. I do come from a background of abuse. If you know, my story is episode 1, and my dad, it was just a spiritually abusive, physically abusive, and verbally abusive dynamic. And that broken record became a part of my core identity. Mm-hmm. And so I've been working really hard to rebuild that. But what I'm finding is I don't really need anybody to say negative messages to me because I have a tendency to say them to myself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how can we do something like what you're, like you've made this decision, but it is a, you are now back to your seven self in a large part.
Yes.
You know, do you, mm-hmm. would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've done so much personal work mm-hmm. and so much healing and so much recovery. And you're living your best seven self now. This is perfect evidence of that. So what would you say to people who can't shut off their own voices? Not even to mention other people's.
That is such a hard question because, you know, the voice that you hear the most from birth to death is your own. Mm-hmm. And that's so hard, mm-hmm. you know. One of the things that I did that's helped, I think, me to be able to understand my worth and that I am valuable and that my story is important is speaking with other women who have gone through something similar.
Oh, community.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, yeah. I got involved with Women's Own Worth. They, Joanne Archer is the big gun at Women's Own Worth. And she actually showed up at my doorstep the day after the shooting. And
which once again, listen to episode 6 and 7, please. It's worth your time.
Absolutely. So she showed up on my doorstep. We cried together. We prayed together and she made a home for me within that organization, where she was able to provide me with an attorney, with helping me get my order of protection. Yeah. She provided me with counseling through Riverstone Wellness. And all of that to come back around and say that if I did not speak to other women about what happened, I don't think I would be where I am right now.
So you can't encourage without vulnerability.
I feel that way.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
I think that you have to get all up in your feels and understand where your thoughts are coming from and address that. You know, you are not ugly and you are not fat and you are not dumb. You are amazing and beautiful and God created you. And you would never call a work of art from God dumb.
But how quickly we do say that.
How quickly we do.
Yes, you're right.
And you know what? You're a daughter of the King and you don't get to call a daughter of the King fat or stupid or anything. So
because he's proud of you and he says that he is never ashamed to call us brother and sister. Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus says about us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I love that so much. And so what I love about what you're saying is that you're really putting this into practice. You're doing the encourage each other daily. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the community there to do it.
Love that.
You have to have the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me again what the organization you've told women.
Women's Own Worth.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Women's Own Worth.
Where could somebody find that information?
Oh, they could find about it on Facebook. Okay. Joanne Archer is the head of that organization. She is amazing.
Okay.
And she would love to help you if you've gone through domestic violence.
Okay. So it's domestic violence specific organization. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a huge resource.
Yeah.
We'll put that with this episode.
Okay.
We'll put it in the notes for sure. Okay, so I just wanted you to read some of your...
Oh, okay.
So, listen, the reason why this matters so much, you guys, is because, you know, I'm 39, and I still struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's... I don't know of any woman, and if you've gotten to the point where you are able to do this and not ever think negative thoughts about yourself or compare yourself to other women or... tell me the secret. Because I'll do good for a few days and then I'll see Susie, you know, over there being all hot with her cute new hairstyle and skinny jeans and, you know, having the ministry that's blowing up. And I'm thinking, well, I'm too old. I missed my call. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but
they sneak in. Listen, I know that. So my God side, my Holy Spirit side knows that.
Yeah.
But the negative Nelly part is fighting tooth and nail, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the encouraging words they stand out, but yeah. I search them out too. I need them. We all do. And so I'm wondering, for those of you who are listening, if there's words that you're thinking in your head, I think like just like what Sarah said, that's what all you hear. That's the main words you hear from zero to death.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to combat that? What are you doing to fight against that? And if you're not doing anything, we are rallying today.
Yes,
this is
we
why
are.
Mm-hmm. I'm having you talk about this, because I think that what happens is the greatest lie of our lives is that we are not loved and we are not valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Satan has done a number on us with that. And I think that he wants us to stay that way, because if our heads are down, and I've talked about this with several others on the podcast, if our heads are down, then number one, we can't look up and see Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, we can't look around us and see who loves us.
Yes, yes.
And what we would say is lift that head. Lift the head. If you could just get that chin up,
mm-hmm.
then you can see the words that are coming at you. You can look on Facebook and see. I mean, I guess you could hold your phone down and see it. But why don't you just pick a few and read.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're just going to read these over some of these ladies mm-hmm. who maybe haven't been on your Facebook yet.
Okay.
I want you to pick a couple, and I'm going to pick and read a couple too.
Okay.
So you go ahead and read a couple.
Okay, so on Valentine's Day, we celebrated Valentine's Day recently, and I posted this one. It says, be with someone that makes you happy. No, sis. Learn how to create happiness within yourself, then be with someone who adds to it.
Preach. Tell me who said that. Who said that?
I have no idea.
Oh, but. I love it. So good.
And that's something I really try to tell other women. My heart is for women who've gone through divorce and who've, you know, struggled in that way and found themselves alone. You know, you don't have to go running back to another man.
That's right.
A man is not going to be the answer for all your problems. He's not going to be the happiness that you're seeking. You've got to find that within yourself before
yes.
you're going to be ready.
And any man that is going to do that is really just one, and that's Jesus.
Very true. Oh,
you know,
yes.
That's just Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
There is no earthly man ever that can fulfill what only he can fulfill and what you can find within.
Mm-hmm.
Within. Yes, yes. Here's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And this is not your one of your 365, but it'll encourage somebody today. Target better send my W-2. I've been doing self-checkout all year. That's one of my favorite things that you've ever posted.
Oh, thanks.
Now, this is legit one of my actual ones.
Yeah.
It says, sometimes the bad things that happen in our lives put us directly on the path to the best things that will ever happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You have lived that.
I have.
Yep.
I sure have.
Yes. I love it. I love it. There's so many good ones.
I love this one. Relax. God's timing is perfect.
Mm.
I think we get caught up so much in trying to... I know me, personally, I get caught up so much in trying to do things myself. I'm a fixer.
Yes.
And I want to get in there and I want to make it happen on my own. And sometimes I just got to remember, you know what? It's really about God's timing.
Yes.
It's not about mine.
Yes.
You know, he knows the perfect ending.
Yes.
And he knows the way that's going to be best for me to get there. And sometimes
yes.
I've got to step back and let him move out of the way any barriers. Maybe there's a roadblock or there's something. And I love the idea that, you know, God only knows, he already knows the way.
Yeah.
And you just got to step back and let him lead you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God's sovereignty is a thing that keeps my faith stable and strong, because mm-hmm. I always remind myself that he really does see, you know, he's looking from the
yes.
highest view.
Uh-huh.
So he sees my beginning and he sees my end.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sees the best way to navigate me through, if I will allow him to navigate me through, to have the best, to glorify him the most, to have the story that is going to glorify him and end in my best good. And it may not always look good in the moments,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
But he will always, always work it together so that the end of the journey is always for my best good and his glory too. I agree. This is one I love. It says, sending love to everyone. This is number 34. Sending love to everyone is trying their best to heal from things they don't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a big fan of, you know, I struggle a lot with shame. I have my whole life. I'm an Enneagram 3, and we're in the shame triad. Aww. And so shame is a big obstacle for me, and also is vulnerability. And that's a toxic combination. Mm-hmm. Because shame keeps you silent, and a lack of ability to be vulnerable keeps you silent. So too often in my past, I have been silent. Yeah. And one thing that I think is one of the biggest encouragements that you can do is be able to say, yeah, me too. Right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are struggling with their own things that they aren't talking about. And if one person said, this happened to me, then immediately that pressure to stay silent gets chipped away.
Yes.
And I love that not only are you encouraging, but you're also doing that. Mm-hmm. You're sharing your story. You're speaking out and saying, you are not alone. You mm-hmm. may think you're alone, but you are not alone. You are not alone. And just that in itself is so encouraging that it can help somebody else open up. Mm-hmm. So I love that one. And I also love, when they think you're a nobody and you turn around and turn out to be Oprah.
Yeah. You know, Oprah got fired from her first television job as a television broadcaster. Someone fired her.
Can you believe that?
I cannot believe that.
That's like the Pretty Woman, big mistake.
Big mistake.
Huge.
But I love that she, you know, didn't just lay down and die.
Right.
Like, she picked herself back up and she said, you know what? No, I believe in myself. I'm going to get out there and try again.
That's
and
right.
Look at her. She owns all this network and TV show and magazine. And
yes. Boom. Okay. So how did you, like, what spoke about you? Is that what spoke out when you saw, because you're seeing these and something
yes.
is speaking to you.
Absolutely.
To make
yeah.
you pick them.
Mm-hmm.
So is it, what are you looking for? Like, are you just looking for, you know what? This is cute, or this is funny, or this is something that makes, like, is everyone deep, all of them deep, or is it just maybe I'll give you a little giggle today, or do they all have meaning to you?
They all have meaning to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, every single one of them, they touch me or make me laugh, or mm-hmm. there's something about them that makes me go, I bet somebody I know needs to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could leave one, let me say this, because we want to apply. Mm-hmm. What is one practice that you recommend mm-hmm. for replacing the negative thoughts and the negative words that you've heard or that you're telling yourself with positive?
Mm-hmm.
What's one practice? And you had mentioned the posting on the mirror. I love
yes,
that so much.
I love the posting on the mirror. In my living room, I have a wall that is the dreams and goals that I hope to achieve. So it's kind of a visual wall. And whenever I'm sitting there watching TV or I'm on my laptop, I'll look up and see that wall. And it's just that general reminder of, hey, this is what you're working towards.
Mm.
Or turn off that TV and get to work.
Yes.
So I love that. But to put it into practice for me, I keep a gratitude journal. Rachel Hollis makes this journal that's it's called the Start Now or something like that. But it has on each page a list to put dreams that you want to achieve in the next 10 years, and then also gratitude, just things that you're grateful for. And I like to end my day by writing, what am I grateful for from today?
So good.
And that way you're pouring in that positivity, and it replaces that thought of, well, you know, you were talking earlier about comparing
yeah.
to other women, and
yeah.
it's so easy to do that.
Yeah.
But you don't know why she's where she is.
Yeah.
You don't know what she's come through.
That's right.
You don't know if her fur coat is on a credit card.
Oh.
You know, you don't you don't know anything about her situation.
That's right.
And so you do you
mm-hmm.
And be grateful for the things that you have in your life.
I love that. And
yeah.
you know, gratitude is an act of worship.
Yes.
That will replace any doubt, fear, shame. Gratitude is medicine that is underrated.
I love that.
Opinion.
Yeah.
It just is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It heals so much. And it takes the focus off of the hardest parts of you and turns your focus to the blessings in your life.
Yes.
So, and I love you do you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So if you could leave these ladies, and you kind of did, but if there's one thing that you want all these ladies to know about themselves, about who they are, because I do think that vulnerability, like, you can't be authentic in your encouragement. I think that the lack of vulnerability is why some people are phony. Like, you can spot the phony,
mm-hmm.
like we said. and you are super vulnerable, what is one thing that if you can take a little thing from your life that has made you into the person that you are, the person that loves other people, that encourages other people, mm-hmm. and speak it over all the women listening today so that they can take it into themselves and become a little more 7 on the Enneagram, a little more Sarah here, a little more positive about themselves, what would you say to them today?
I would say that you are not alone. It's so easy when we're having that down day or when we've gone through something traumatic. In my podcast, I talk about what do you do when you've been hit with a bullet? And my bullet was an actual one, but yours may be miscarriage or the loss of your source of income. It could be divorce. It could be a house fire or a robbery, your car getting broken into. You know, our bullets that take us down, they don't have to keep us down.
Amen.
And you're not alone. There are so many other women out there who have gone through similar situations, and they need to hear you. They need to know that they're not alone. So don't be afraid to share. And sharing doesn't have to be Facebook posts.
That's right.
And it doesn't have to be a podcast.
That's right.
It could be reaching out to your pastor and say, hey, I've gone through this. I don't know if there are any other women in our church who have a similar situation. But if someone comes in and says they need to talk to someone, feel free to send them my way. It could be very simple. Just reach out and don't be afraid.
That's right. And you can reach out to Sarah, too, I know, at Brave Calling. And you can DM her. And
yes,
I know
please. I would love that.
Absolutely be here. And as always, you can DM us here at My Journey of Faith, and we can be connected with you, or we can get you plugged into a place where you need to be connected as well, because we don't ever want you to feel alone, because we're on the journey together. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being a friend, Sarah, and yeah. for coming back to the podcast. And you'll hear much, much more from Sarah here. So stay tuned and encourage one another daily as long as it's today, friends. Thanks a lot. Bye.